It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West brought his Sunday church services to Coachella yesterday at 9 in the morning. The service was live streamed, but there were some things that you couldn't see, like people waiting hours in line for expensive merch. The Kardashians were all there, and fans were smoking weed during the service.
Praise Jesus.
Doors were set to open at 6 a.m., but actually opened closer to 7. Hundreds of people were waiting, and staff told them not to run. Attendees stampeded the lines in a giant sprint, and they also waited for hours to buy $50 socks and $225 sweatshirts. The merch tent was called Church Clothes. You could also get a $165 long sleeve t-shirt and a $70 short sleeve t-shirt that said Holy Spirit or Trust God on them. Some people stocked up and planned on reselling them online for more money. The Kardashian-Jenner clan wore all white for Kanye's church service after celebrating Easter with baskets at their houses. Some fans complained that the service wasn't churchy and wondered why they paid $500 for church. One girl did say it was the best church she's been to, and another attendee said, "I haven't been to church in years. This is the new wave." The service was star-studded as Justin and Hailey Bieber, Lil Pump, Willow and Jaden Smith, 2 Chainz, Tame Impala, Danny Glover, Kid Cudi, Jared Carmichael, Jermaine Dupri, and a bunch of others, plus all the Kardashians were in attendance. Taylor Swift's infamous countdown has given us another cryptic message, this time with chickens. Since the first post on April 12th, she's posted visual clues every single day on social media with the caption 426 and pictures of a close-up of a heart-shaped brooch, or there's one that had a pair of hands that had sparkly rings and pastel nail polish. She's also posted a photo of gold-framed chickens wearing sunglasses as of yesterday. So some are now speculating that her new single could be a Dixie Chicks collaboration.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. Or she's got a sponsorship from McDonald's.
Ooh, yeah. If there's some chicken nuggets involved, I am going to just know even more when that Taylor and I are really soulmates.
Chicken nugget princess and you.
Fran Drescher says the Nanny reboot featuring Cardi B is not happening. But there is another Nanny project in the works. Drescher wanted to get the rapper to play the role in a reboot that would cast Drescher as her mother, but the actress said that idea is not going to go forward anymore. Instead, she's collaborating with the people of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, if you've ever seen that show, on something that she says she thinks the Nanny fans are going to be very excited about.
Oh, man, I was really hoping. Go clean your room.
That would have been epic. And Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, have been constantly arguing after they were both arrested in the college admission scandal. Sources say the Full House actress is arguing with him because she's beginning to grasp that they are in very serious jeopardy. The couple allegedly paid $500,000 for people to take the admissions tests on behalf of their daughters, and she also claimed that her daughters were both going to be in the rowing crew to get them into USC. They were not in the rowing crew. Coming up in less than an hour, the celebrity breakup that shook the world over the weekend.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.